They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting their passports brown. Beauty parlors filled with sailors. The circus is in town. In walks the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. This lady and I look out tonight on Isolation Road. Now Cinderella, she seems so easy. Takes one to know one, she smiles. Puts her hands in her back pocket. Betty Davis style. And in walks Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. Someone says you're in the wrong place, my friend. You'd better leave. And the only sound you can hear after the ambulance is gone, Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Road. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. Borghese, who stays upon her great rainbow. Time peeking in on Desolation Road. Now Einstein disguises Robin Hood with his memories in a trunk. Passed this way an hour ago with his friend a jealous monk. He looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. And he went all sniffing green pipes and reciting the alphabet. Oh, you would think, oh, little him, but he was famous long ago for playing electric violin on Desolation Road. Dr. Phil, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup. And all his sexless patients, they're all trying to blow it up. And his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards in reach. Have mercy on his soul. They all play on the penny whistle. Yes, you can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough on Desolation Road. Thank you.
the Phantom of the Opera. You're the perfect image of a priest. And this moon feeding Casanova, to get him to feel more assured, then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouted, "Too skinny girl, get out of here, you don't know. Casanova's just being punished for going to Desolation Row." Now at midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew, they go and round up everyone that knows more than they do. They take them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go make sure nobody's escaping to Desolation Row. Ah, praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody shouting, which side are you on? T.S. Eliot, down T.S. Eliot. They're fighting in the captain's tower, while calypso singers laugh at them, yes. Fishermen throw flour between the windows of the sea. Well, in my mates boat, no one has to think too much about Desolation Row.
Desolation Row.